Today's reading passage is Proverbs 13:1. Proverbs 13:1. Wise son accepts his father's discipline, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. Amen.
Wisdom is to utilize the knowledge that you accumulated through your parents, neighbors, your teacher. And let me tell you about the wisdom of discipline tonight. In the lecture of Proverbs, you can learn what to do when you listen to discipline and when you discipline people. And it also tells us how important it is to listen to discipline. As a man of experiencing something first or understanding something first, to guide or help or become the guidance light to those people who are after you. That is discipline, to give the proper instruction to those who need that. Therefore, discipline is something that should be done by the senior to the junior. Well, it is advice to do between colleagues. So usually, discipline is called when it is done by senior to his junior. The wisdom of discipline is that when you receive discipline, you have to have a longing heart for that discipline. Proverbs 8:33-34 says, "Heed instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorsteps." It says, "Heed instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it." Well, most people do not like to listen to discipline. They don't like it first. They usually say, "Who is it that tried to teach me? And he's so young. And why is he trying to, you know, teach me something? You know, generally speaking, people do not like to receive discipline. But verse 34 says, "Blessed is the man waiting at my doorsteps." Well, for example, let's say there is a man and husband and wife. The wife is waiting for her husband. You know, she is so eagerly waiting for her husband, right? Now a child is waiting for, you know, his parents. And can you imagine the heart of the child waiting for parents at home? Or about the heart of parents who's waiting for a child who's studying abroad? Father God tells us to have this kind of heart when we listen to discipline. You know, when child comes late at home, comes home late at night, and you know, what kind of heart, you know, parents would have. So when Father God says, "Blessed is the man waiting at the doorsteps," it means we have to have this kind of heart listening to discipline. A senior pastor once mentioned this in his sermon. When he was in elementary school, there was a day that it rained suddenly, and his mother brought umbrella to his school, but waiting outside the classroom until she made the eye contact with him. You know, she didn't knock on the door because he was in the middle of class. She was just looking over the window son. And then she showed the umbrella when she made eye contact with Nayim. Can you imagine the heart of a senior pastor's mom who's waiting for his son? Even though, you know, he was in the middle of the class, you know, she wants to show her son that, you know, I am here with your umbrella. You know, she doesn't want, you know, her beloved son to get wet in the rain. You know, when we listen to discipline, if we have this kind of longing heart, then we can accomplish many things because we can make that or turn that discipline into our benefit. Well, when people listen to discipline, instead of trying to get the intention of the one who gives discipline, they think they are neglected or they are being punished. Well, if you have this kind of heart, you cannot improve yourself. When you listen to discipline, you have to put blame on yourself. And at the same time, you have to have a longing heart for the discipline. Some people try to avoid the discipline instead of, you know, listening to the discipline. And they usually say, you know, my senior always tries to, you know, discipline me. However, he already knows that he is going to listen to discipline by his senior. And he doesn't want to listen to that discipline. That's the heart of the one who listens to that discipline in the first place. However, he hides such a heart and he says, you know, my senior is, you know, a person who is not a person to deal easily with. So you have to, you know, check your heart when you listen to this message. I'm telling you that it is so important to listen to that, you know, discipline. However, it's not easy to receive discipline from your senior. So you may say, I don't have much chance to listen to discipline by my seniors. So you don't know actually what heart or attitude you may have. Well, senior pastor said, I'm not just talking about discipline by our seniors. When you listen to messages during the sermon or service or in the prayer time, when the Holy Spirit touches your heart in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, what kind of heart do you have? You have to check your heart. Whether you listen to the message during the service with the longing heart or in the prayer time, do you have a longing heart to receive the help from the Holy Spirit? Depending on what kind of heart you attend the service or the prayer meeting, you can check your heart. Well, senior pastor talked about this during this message. And I was talked about it to Pastor Soo Jin Lee, and she said, when senior pastor talks about discipline, senior pastor is not just talking about discipline by senior to junior. He also talks about discipline by discipline and the heart of people who listen to messages during the service and the heart of the prayer time. That's what senior pastor said. I was, you know, listening. I was, you know, preparing this message, and I thought it was just example when senior pastor talked about it. But Pastor Soo Jin Lee told me that I have to talk about this when you deliver this message about wisdom. I was wondering how, you know, Pastor Soo Jin Lee remembers that example. Well, discipline is usually done by senior to his junior. I said already, right? But that's not it. Discipline is done by our Father God during the service or by the Holy Spirit and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit when we pray. That we gotta have a longing heart when we listen to message or when we pray. We listen to many messages and pray every time. However, From time to time, we can find in fullness of the Holy Spirit. I wish to become a woman of a virtue and love. That was my prayer title. I was hanging on to it this year and prayed. But when I tried to understand and when I made an effort, I couldn't understand it. But in 2015, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I was able to understand what I wish to get. So I couldn't but shed tears, and I became so desperate when Holy Spirit taught me in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. When I listened to senior pastor's message again, Holy Spirit taught me. So I usually talk to my wife and my mother and Pastor Sujin Lee, you know, the senior pastor's message is so sweet as honeycomb. Well, senior pastor always talked about that all the time. But there is time, there are times that you can receive better understanding in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 9:8 says, "Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you." Some people love to listen to discipline. Why didn't senior pastor point me? I wish he could point me or discipline me. Senior pastor, point me something. There are many people who come close to senior pastor like that, but he doesn't do that. Senior pastor doesn't look at them as they are. He searches their heart. So they may seem to receive discipline now, but later on when they lose their grace or when they will have ill feelings. So that's why senior pastor does not discipline or reprove just anyone. However, when someone is ready vessel to receive discipline, the senior pastor disciplines him or reproves him. So, those who receive discipline from senior pastor, you should know that how much you're loved by senior pastor. Well, you can find many examples in the Bible who hated the person who reproved. Jeremiah, reproved the king and many officials, and he was beaten and imprisoned. However, he didn't do that because he didn't have wisdom. He had wisdom, but Father God told me to do so. So he just obeyed the will of God. The result of his discipline or reprovement is that those who received reprovement, who was reproved by Jeremiah, were killed or kept, slaves. Jeremiah was protected. So, reprove a wise man and he will love you. Since the Proverbs 9:8 says, those who do not like to receive discipline is the one who doesn't have wisdom. So, when a man receives discipline with the fleshly thought, he usually receives the work of Satan. Let's talk about case of King Hezekiah. Prophet Isaiah told the king that he would not live long. Then the King Hezekiah started to hang on to God. He faced the wall, cried, and prayed to God. Eventually, his lifespan was expanded by 15 years. Proverbs 4:6 says, "Do not forsake her, and she will guard you. Love her, and she will watch over you." Here, she refers to wisdom. She refers to discipline. Therefore, you should never lose discipline. You should catch on it. You should love to listen to discipline because it will become your life. You know, if you don't have ready vessel to receive, you know, discipline, then you will befriend the darkness and you'll do evil and you become arrogant. And you will eventually go to the way of death. If you read the 2 Samuel chapter 11, you can find King David trying to get in the Bathsheba and killed, you know, her husband Uriah. Uriah was a very good citizen. He was ready to sacrifice his life for his kingdom and his king. So David sent and wrote a letter to General Joab to kill Uriah. It is well written in the Bible. The Bible clearly records about what David did and what David suffered. When Uriah killed in the battlefield, David took his wife Bathsheba. However, what David did was not pleasing to the sight of Father God. So if you read the chapter 12 of 2 Samuel, verse 10 and onward, you can see that Father God sent the prophet Nathan and said, "Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife." And he added in verse 11, "Behold, I will raise up evil against you from your own household. I will even take your wives before your eyes and give them to your companion, and he will lie with your wives in broad daylight." And verse 12 says, "Indeed, you did it secretly, but I'll do this thing before all Israel and under the sun." So what David did was not pleasing to the sight of God. Father God was so angry. So that's why Father God said through the prophet Nathan. Now, David had a son from Bathsheba, and the baby got sick seriously. To save the child, David fasted and prayed to Father God, because he was the son from his beloved wife. However, due to what David did, Father God decided to take the son away, so he didn't listen to David's prayer. Now, when the child died, David woke up, washed himself, and sang praise to God. He didn't have any ill feelings against God. He didn't complain against God. When the child was alive, he fasted and prayed to God. However, even though Father God didn't answer to his prayer, he didn't complain against God, but he rather revered God. This is what a man of faith do. When they receive retribution for what their fault, when they don't receive answer to their prayer, they don't have ill feelings or they don't complain. They rather take it as the will of God and give thanks. Do you receive your retribution with the heart of thanks? Or do you have some ill feelings? You gotta check your heart. If you do, you gotta change your heart. You should know that Father God wants to give you only the best things. And when He disciplines you, you should not be disappointed, but find your shortcomings and become complete. David found his shortcomings, and under his refinement, he was filling up his heart with what Father God wanted him to get. However, King Saul was completely different. 1 Samuel chapter 15, you can see that Father God said something to Prophet Samuel, to King Saul. Verse 2 to 3 says, "I'll punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he set himself against him on the way while he was coming up from Egypt. Now go and strike Amalek and utterly destroy all that he has, and do not spare him, but put to death both man and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." Father God told him to destroy everything. In Genesis, you can find a similar sin. Father God said, if you take fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. However, when crafty serpent deceived Eve, the serpent changed what Father God said. Then as you learned, their spirit died and they became men of flesh. King Saul too disobeyed the will of God, who told him to destroy everything. He kept ox and sheep and camel and donkey, good things. He only destroyed worthless. So when Samuel said to Saul, if you can find in 1 Samuel chapter 15 verses 18 and 19, the Lord sent you on a mission and he said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they were exterminated. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord, but rushed upon the spoil and did what was evil in the sight of the Lord? However, Saul made an excuse. He said, you know, he followed the will of his people. He rather made an excuse and put blame on his people. He said, you know, he saved them to give sacrifice to God. He made an excuse before Prophet Samuel. When you listen to discipline in the thought of flesh, then you will have, you know, a complaint and you will make an excuse. Instead of saying, I'm sorry, you make an excuse. Those who can change in a very short period of time, you know, when they listen to message or when they are disciplined, they usually say, yes, it was my fault, I'm sorry. They don't make an excuse. They don't try to escape from the situation by making a lie, telling a lie. They try to find themselves. When you try to find a benefit for your own, then the untruth will easily sneak into you. King Saul made an excuse. Even though he disobeyed, he said he obeyed. I was in this kind of situation. I couldn't help it. And, you know, King Saul made an excuse. Since it is the thought of the flesh, he couldn't discern what is right and what was wrong. Even though he was disobeying, he thought he was not disobeying. If you fall into this category, you got to repent and turn back. You have to come to the Word. You have to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. You have to listen to others' discipline. And you should say, yes, I did. I am like that. I'm going to change myself. David was such a case. When the prophet Nathan made an example of sheep and reproved him, he said, I committed sin before God. And he acknowledged his sin. And he fasted, prayed all night long, and repented completely. How beautiful he was. When you listen to a message and you felt something, then you have to admit yourself and you have to change yourself by acknowledging your fault. Well, senior pastor once had a chance, once had this kind of case. And there was a one who made many people trample, but he was not ready to receive discipline, so he couldn't discipline him. But one day, there was a strong work of the Holy Spirit. So he reproved him in front of many people. Then he was broken at the moment and he turned into a good worker on the spot. Since there was a strong work of the Holy Spirit, he could reprove that man, but he listened to that discipline and he was able to change in a very short period of time. last year, 2 years ago, you can be reminded of the seminars. You know, the many people listen to senior pastor discipline during the seminar, and you know, they were able to change and quickly came into spirit. When, you know, when they took, you know, his senior pastor discipline well, and in, when they longed for it, that they were easily came into spirit. So, please check your heart whether you have such a longing heart. The wisdom of discipline is second to remember the discipline. I said that you have to long for discipline. Some people listen to discipline with a humble heart and give thanks, shedding tears. However, you should not stop there. Even though you listen to that discipline with a longing heart, you have to put that in your heart to the extent you remember it. It can make yourself complete. That's why even the worldly people work so hard to remember what they learn. In the past, there are many people who read many good books, studied them, and memorized them again and again. That was the behavior or the proper attitudes of the study when they study in many books to change themselves. And they tried to memorize them, and they tried to follow the books. You should not give up when you don't memorize them well. You have to make yourself, you know, submissive and remember that and follow it. When senior pastor delivers message about this, senior pastor mentioned this many times that, you know, when you receive discipline, you have to remember it. That's the final step of listening to discipline well. You have to make it yourself. You have to make it for yourself. That's what, you know, senior pastor said. As written in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4, you don't put that in your heart because you don't fight against sin to the point of shedding blood. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 8 and 9 says, "You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Our forefathers worked so hard to remember what they learned. You have to know how important it is to remember the discipline that you receive. There are things that you have to change, that you have to remember what you have to change and remember it again and again. Proverbs 4:13 says, "Take hold of instruction, do not let go, guard her, for she is your life." Those with good heart do not ignore discipline. They don't neglect it. Since they don't, I mean, when we receive discipline, sometimes we felt like, you know, we didn't do that, but we received the discipline. However, those people of goodness remember the discipline, even though they think they didn't do that before. You thought, you know, we think, you know, we were truthful, and we were not supposed to receive that kind of discipline. But people of goodness always ready to receive that discipline with good hearts and remember them.
Muslim 말을 듣든지 오히려 참고 담아두었다가
Those with the good hearts try to serve and sacrifice for others and seek for others' benefit all the time. Since when they listen to discipline, they remember it, even though it doesn't apply to them. When it is needed, the discipline that they received, then they can think of the discipline and they can avoid many in a crisis. Our members, there are big roots of evil in your heart. Depending on how you memorize them and praying on to it, not to miss anything in your heart, you can, you know, easily get rid of those in the roots of evil in your heart. You will not repeat the same mistake again and again. You have to listen to discipline well, remember it. For example, when you listen to the message that pray without ceasing, you have to remember that and pray all the time. When you listen to the message that you have to give thanks in any situation, that you have to remember it and give thanks all the time. Some people give thanks when, you know, things are favorable, but they don't give thanks when they are under, you know, when they are in sorrow or sadness. You have to check whether you are like this. It's like the people who escaped from Egypt. You know, they were joyful when the water gushed out from the rock. They were joyful when they crossed the Red Sea. However, when they got nothing to eat, they complained. However, when God sent quails, they became joyful. This is what worldly people do. So people of God should give thanks all the time, be joyful all the time, and pray without ceasing. By faith, with all our heart, we have to follow the word of God from the depths of our heart. Then we can truly receive blessing and glorify God. So, you know the reason why we have to hang on to Father God's word and keep it. We shouldn't just listen to it once. We have to listen to it again and again until we completely turn back. Romans 10:17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." When we live by faith and act on by faith, then we can be complete, as written in James 2:22. Since we don't act by it, we have to remember the discipline again and again, and remember that. I said what discipline is in the beginning of this message. I said discipline is the guidance or guiding light to the people after you. When you discipline something, you do it for others' benefit so that they would not make mistake. Not for the life which will decay on this earth. You should give life to people which will not decay, the eternal life. For that, you give discipline to people. As you find yourself while praying, let's say, now there is someone, and you know he stick to his intentions in his own self righteousness. Now in the prayer time, he listens to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And even though you think it is righteous, you should not stick to your own idea to people, because the people who listen to your instruction is not ready to follow your instruction. As I was praying, Holy Spirit told me this. Let's say the fault was done by others by 30%, by 70%, and I made that mistake by 30%. So I thought, I was ready to give instruction to those people who did the most of the fault. But the Holy Spirit told me that I was completely wrong. From the moment on, I had to pray that, you know, even though I was wrong by 30%, I was wrong completely. There were some people, you know, who, you know, point out others' faults all the time. For example, now he is district leader. She had a meeting appointment with the guidance pastor. So she was in the middle of the telephone call. Now let's meet at 10. And when can we meet the one that, you know, we were supposed to visit? And the pastor said, you know, probably 1 o'clock. Now, the first visit was supposed to be 10, and the next was in the 1 o'clock. However, you know, she was mistaken that
아니거든요. 10시에 만나는 거고 1시에는 그 집에 신방 가기로 한 거거든요. 구역자님이 틀리셨습니다라고 지역자님 앞에서 꼭 집어 설명을 합니다.
You know,
그런데 이제 꼭 집어 설명
What I'm telling you is that
라고 생각을 하니 쉽지 않습니다. 그러면서도 마음속으로는 저 사람이 틀렸어.
Her intention was to have a meeting with the guidance pastor at 10 o'clock and made a visit to the member at 1 o'clock. And the guidance pastor showed up at 1 o'clock and she said, you know, we made a mistake at 1 to visit the member. But this district leader used to point out even the fault of the guidance pastor that, no, we were supposed to meet at 10 o'clock and then visit the member at 1 o'clock, but you showed up at 1 o'clock, so it's your fault. But she changed. She didn't point out. I saw her, you know, praying, you know, with tears. She was, you know, begging for forgiveness from Father God. She was sorry. She put blame on herself. Now, later on, I found that, you know, she became so, you know, shy to stick to her own opinion, and she didn't even say something, a word. She was realizing that, you know, instead of, you know, just in, you know, directing the instructional discipline, she had to understand the people's heart before she gives in the, you know, discipline to others. She was just, you know, concentrated on what is right and what was wrong. But this time, now she doesn't discipline. She doesn't just, you know, point out. She tries to understand the situation and try to understand others' hearts. And she was able to change herself and remember what happened to her in the prayer time, and try to and ask for the Holy Spirit's help to understand others' hearts when similar things happens. The Holy Spirit always teaches us. So depending on the how much you receive the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and receive the help of the Holy Spirit, you know, it will be easy for you to find yourself and change yourself. Now let me tell you about the testimony of Deaconess Il Gyeong-sun, who won the Senior Deaconess Award in a special prayer meeting. She said she was desperate for the prayer for senior pastor. She said she shed many tears for the love of the shepherd who didn't give up on those people who left this church. out of her love for the shepherd, you know, she shed many tears when she prayed for senior pastor. She continued, her testimony continues like this. My mother suffered from depression, and she was healed of depression, but not completely. And I myself started to bleeding a year ago, and I was not healed even though I received a prayer. And I was trying to find the reason, but and then before the special prayer meeting, I had a dream of senior pastor. He made a visit to my house. He gave me a smile, and he said, I couldn't recognize you. I was so sorry, but I was so happy to see him. So I shook hands with him. And senior pastor once said, I told you to love even enemies. But he gave me a smile. And I said amen with a heart of joy. And I woke up and I shed tears. Now the special prayer meeting began. And whenever I pray for senior pastor, with the tears of repentance, I could feel the love of the shepherd deep in my heart. I remember those that I follow senior pastor long, and I realized that the love of the shepherd doesn't change, has not changed, but I myself have changed, and I lost my fervor and passion. But during the prayer time, I received the strength and grace again. We all received grace. We all became hot. But we lose that grace and we become cold. But she remembered the smile of senior pastor and she prayed, remembering it, and prayed desperately during the special trial time. Senior pastor taught only the goodness and gave me love, but I didn't circumcise my heart even though I received that love. I tried to serve my parents well, but I also had ill feelings against my family and my parents when didn't acknowledge my heart. And then she became ashamed of those days. She thought she was doing her best to serve her family and to her parents. But she found that she had ill feelings and she didn't serve them right. She thought, she thought about Father God all the time. But she had ill feelings against her parents and her family members. Then she realized that why senior pastor said in her dream that I told you love even your enemies. She realized that because of her strong self-righteousness and frameworks, she couldn't serve in her parents spiritually. She listened to the testimony of Mrs. Von Lim Ni, and she was able to feel the love of the senior pastor. And whenever she prayed for senior pastor in special prayer meeting, she could understand such love, such good love of the shepherd deep in her heart, and she became more full of spirit and with hope for New Jerusalem. Now she had a dream again, and the construction was, Canon Sanctuary was almost over, and most of the members of church came into spirit. Now the name, names in the list of those men of spirit were read, and her name was not called. Then one time her name was called, and she said, and she was at the 50% of the level of spirit. Then she woke up from a dream. Then she felt the love of the shepherd who would say, it's not late, just work hard. She said that she gave thanks, thinking of the love of the shepherd. She was diagnosed and she has no problem. She does not bleed. She has no hemorrhage. She was invited by the group leader before the ceremony of the special prayer meeting. She found the group leader taking picture with senior pastor, and she wanted to have it. Now she won the grand prize, and she wants to glorify our Father God and give thanks to Father God, and she wants to receive, she wants to take a picture with Senior Pastor. And she also give thanks to Mrs. Bong Lin Lee who helped her praying.
You must have prayed so well during the special prayer meeting.
And Father God watches over you and checks you what kind of heart you pray with and how much you try to change yourself. How much you give thanks to the love of the shepherd, Father God watches over you. If you listen, if you understood something during the message, then you have to remember it with a longing heart and change yourself remembering that. I made a visit to a member, and she was waiting for that visit, and she confessed, Pastor, my first of the Holy Spirit Beatitudes, I listened to those messages again, and this year again. Before, I just memorized them all and I received grace. But this time, when I listened to the message again, then I realized that what Father God truly wants from me is to understand others' heart and serve others and sacrifice myself. That is the heart of Father God. That is what Senior Pastor wants. Now, I want to live like that. She thought, you know, she remembered that while she was praying. And she said she was happy to visit members with this kind of heart. She told me that when I visited her. She listened to the messages last year and 2 years ago. But with what kind of heart you listen to the message, you may understand it differently. Now, third, the wisdom of discipline. When you give discipline to people, you have to check what kind of heart you have. Everything has its own time. Father God knows all the situation and what situation you are in. So, Father God disciplines you at the most appropriate time. Those who neglect people are people of arrogance. When things are not in accordance with their thought, they don't receive others' discipline. They forget that. Proverbs 19:20 says, listen to counsel and accept discipline, that you may be wise the rest of your days. Now, think about this case. There are three brothers with parents. Now, parents brought sweet potato. Now, you know, it doesn't become a good snack, but in the past, a sweet potatoes became a good snack. The meal, and then something that you can eat between meals. Now only one sweet potato left. Now the second one tried to eat that without yielding it to his younger brother. Now, what should you do? Would you say, you are an elder brother to the third one? You may scold him directly. However, you may discipline him indirectly. You may say to your first son, my first son is so good. He yields to his younger brothers. Now, I want to give him more in the sweet potatoes later. You didn't scold your second son directly, but, you know, you praised the first son so that, you know, his brother can learn. What kind of heart would you have if you're in the position of the second son? You may listen to what your parents praised to your elder brother, then you may realize your shortcomings. However, there are some people. Well, you know, he had the apple yesterday, but he didn't give it to me. You don't know what he is doing. Why do you praise him? You know, there are people who complain like this. Even in this situation, you can discern good and evil of your children. You may give indirect discipline to your children. But the second son didn't want to be compared to his first son or the second and the third son. then you may have to use a different ways to give discipline to the second son. Now, try to listen to Proverbs 19:20 once again. It says, listen to counsel and accept discipline, that you may be wise the rest of your days. I said, counsel is to give guidance and to advise others to follow it. When parents want to teach in a yielding to his to their children, you know, they may choose the way of give indirect discipline, right? Now, the parents can use the way of, you know, counsel or discipline. However, when you discipline your children, since it can be very direct in a discipline, you have to be very careful not to despise, not to despise in his personality. Let's say there is a student who is a member of the arts, performing arts committee. She does her job well. Now, she found a hobby to assemble things. She tried to concentrate and spend more time on assemble those things. Now, her parents started to worry about her, and then she had a dream that, you know, she had many ticks on her head, on her hair, in her dream. So the mother said, I had a dream that you had little faith. I think, you know, Father God made me had a dream about you because you have to increase your faith. Since you love Father God so much, why don't you, stop, spending your time on assembling things and, concentrate on your job at the Performing Arts Committee. And when the mother said, when she talked about her dream, her daughter changed her mind and gave up on the assembling things, and she concentrated on her job at the Performing Arts Committee again. She was so happy to talk about it to her daughter in that way. Now the daughter was loved and favored by her teachers and schoolmates. Now, other teacher asked her to sing a song in English, but she couldn't. She was too shy to sing the song. And then her homeroom teacher said, "You sing a song in such big church, and why don't you sing this? Why can't you sing that song before such small classroom?" When she was told like that, she was able to sing aloud in another classroom. What I'm telling you is that when you give discipline to people, you have to consider their level of faith and the vessel. There's one more thing that you have to remember. Some people cannot receive discipline from you. For example, Some people become very humble when they receive discipline from their guidance pastor or senior pastor directly. However, when they receive discipline from the group leader or the same member in the group, they don't like it. What are they? How can they do that to me? 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 15 and 16 says, "Forsaking the right way, they have gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he received the rebuke for his own transgression. For a mute donkey, speaking with the voice of a man, restrained the madness of the prophet." Balaam walked the wrong way, and the donkey reproved him. Father God used the lips of the donkey to reprove Balaam. So when father God wishes, even the low man can become an instrument to help us understanding. You may be humble when senior pastor gives discipline to you. However, you don't accept the discipline when your group member gives you the discipline. Then you have to know how arrogant you are. You will not listen to anybody when you have this kind of arrogance. Well, King Saul couldn't say a word to Prophet Samuel. Later on, Samuel avoided King Saul. When you listen to discipline, you should be humble all the time. Whoever gives you the discipline, you should never miss the voice of the Holy Spirit during the service or prayer time. Those who give the discipline should always consider others' levels of faith and be careful to give discipline. You don't give discipline because it is right. You have to always understand others' level of faith and personality and give in the discipline in goodness. I experienced many things about this discipline. The Father God helped me to my shortcomings, and whenever it happened, you know, I prayed to God, and I experienced two things. Someone didn't do her job well, and so I had the chance to discipline her, you know, three times. In the past, I mean, when she didn't manage her job well, so I told her, did you give me the report? And she said, I'm sorry, I forgot. So later on, I said again, did you give me the report? And I'm sorry, I didn't do it yet. And the third time when I asked her again, and she said, yes, I just did. In the past, I just appointed again and again, first time, second time. Later, she said, Pastor, the next day, she said, well, I lied. I didn't give the report to you, but, you know, since you, asked me a third time, I was so shy, I was afraid, and I just said, I lied to you that, I gave you a report. But then, I didn't say anything and I reported to Pastor Sujin Lee. Well, she said they gave me the report, but she was so sorry and she lied to me and she gave me the report. She instantly told me a lie. Then Pastor Sujin Lee said, did you consider how much she was hurt in her heart? Well, that's not what I remembered. I just thought, you would be much thankful if she didn't tell me a lie and give me the report. When Pastor Sujin Lee said that night I tried to pray during the Daniel prayer meeting. I didn't tell her anything because I didn't want to embarrass her. However, when Pastor Sujin Lee told me about it, I asked Father God that, Father God, please give me a strength to understand others' heart when I give them discipline. If I had understood her situation and her heart, and I would rather not, I would not have been silent, but I would have been kind to her that, it's okay, you can give me the report later. Then I realized, and then I made up my mind again that, okay, well, since you confessed it, it's okay. Well, next time don't do that, but, if with the heart of love, then she would do the job later on very well. And I'm the person to point out others' faults so easily. So to fix that, you know, I pray to Father God, you know, please let me not, you know, let me not point out others' faults so easily. But I didn't know what to do. So I asked Pastor Su Jin Lee, and what should I do, Pastor? You know, I'm easy to point out others' fault. But, you know, if I do that, you know, it will hurt others' heart. They will be embarrassed, right? So what should I do? What should I do, Pastor? And Pastor Su Jin Lee said, why don't you ask other person to talk about it instead of you pointing out her directly? So I followed the advice. Next day, I was surprised. She came to me and said, Pastor, I'm sorry. I was so sorry. Now I realize that, you know, I had that kind of, you know, heart of lie. I'll look back and I will change. She became so humble and she admitted her fault. If I pointed at her directly, she could have been ill feelings against me and she must have been embarrassed. But when I pointed her fault through the third person, she became so humble like that, and she said she apologized for what she did. Then I realized that there are ways to give discipline or counsel to others. Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes you have to give indirect discipline. Sometimes you have to directly, you know, strictly, you know, scold people. There are many ways. Now, what method you should use? Sometimes you made a mistake and you have to confess it before senior pastor. You're ready to receive senior pastor discipline. But senior pastor doesn't say any word. He rather says, let's go to New Jerusalem together. That's the confession that I heard from many people. You know, they said they were so sorry before senior pastor. So they confessed, they repented. But senior pastor didn't say a word. He just said, you know, let's go to New Jerusalem together. Why? Because senior pastor knew that, you know, they already repented. So he didn't need to mention it again. The word of God is so deep. Even though you are in a position to give discipline to others, as a parent or as a senior to other people, you should be able to understand the situation of others and the hearts of others. And when, you know, people already repented, then you don't need to point their faults. You don't need to point their faults when they want to hide their faults. You should be able to wait. Let me conclude this message. As I was listening to the message about wisdom, then the Bible many times says that we have to reprove those who are wise. Proverbs 23 verse 9 says, do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. And Proverbs 26 verse 6 says, he cuts off his own feet and brings violence, who sends a message by the hand of a fool. You have to, in this case, you should be able to know when and until when you can wait. Proverbs 26 verse 10 says, like an archer who wounds everyone, so is he who hires a fool or who hires those who pass by. And Proverbs 27 verse 22 says, though you pound a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with crushed grain, yet his foolishness will not depart from him. You have to check yourself whether you receive discipline from your senior or from people around you, how thankful you were. You got to have a longing heart when you listen to discipline. When his mother was waiting outside the classroom, waiting for the eye contact with senior pastor, you got to have that kind of longing heart. With what kind of thankful heart you are waiting for discipline? You should not just have the longing heart. You have to remember that discipline until you change yourself. You have to pray, remember, and act by it. If it is something that you have to get rid of, then you have to correctly, you know, remember it, and until you change it, you have to pray again and again. And when you give discipline, you have to consider others' level of faith and hearts. And you have to check whether who received your discipline are changing or receiving strength. And you have to follow up with your discipline and try to help the one who received the discipline from you. And you have to know how to give the discipline. I remember what senior pastor did. The one who was hurt in his heart met senior pastor. If I were a senior pastor, because I love her, I would tell her that don't do that. However, senior pastor said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry not having been with you more time. Senior pastor said he was sorry with tears. When he said so, when he didn't point out her faults, when he said he was rather sorry, if you want to say something to me, tell me now. Then that love suited her heart. So her wound in her heart was washed away. And she was changed because she received strength from senior pastor's warm touch. And I put that saying in my heart, Father, I want to be like him. Now, I met senior pastor when I was in the refinement of blessing. But senior pastor never said, your refinement goes too long, you got to solve it quickly. He didn't say a word. He rather gave me, said, you know, congratulations, because it is a way to spirit. It is a way to glorify God. So whenever senior pastor said that, I put that in my heart. And I remember what I did to others. I compared what I did to what senior pastor does to me. Sometimes, instead of pointing out others' faults, it is better to encourage them. You know, if I'm a senior pastor and receive his discipline like that, you know, I can do just as you do. Well, you listen to his discipline during the service. Senior pastor praised you, strengthened you. I cannot forget what senior pastor said. You have to circumcise your heart and you have to pray hard to come into spirit. That's what I say whenever I visit. You have to pray. You have to discover yourself to come into spirit. However, what senior pastor said was, do not change your heart. The fact that you don't change your heart will make me lead you to New Jerusalem. You know, that touched my heart. His love is so great. That's what I realized. He had big trust in me. He believed that since you are not changing your heart, you will eventually circumcise your heart and come to New Jerusalem. I hope that put this wisdom of discipline and remember what senior pastor did to you and change yourself. Let's think over the message and pray together.
사랑의 아버지 하나님 감사드립니다. 훈계의 지혜 말씀 함께 나누었습니다. 내가 훈계의 지혜를 받을 때 어떤 마음이었는지 얼마나 사모하였고 얼마나 간절하였는지 기쁘고 즐겁게 이유를 대거나 원명하는 것이 아니라 감사함으로 받았는지 돌아보게 하여 주옵소서. 또 그것을 얼마나 명심하고 새겼는지 내가 훈계를 하는 사람이라면 내가 얼마나 그 마음을 살폈고 그 입장이 되었고 기다려주었고 바라봐주었는지 이 모습들 하나하나를 돌아보아 아버지 보시기에 더 온전하고 지혜로운 딸로 지혜로운 아들로 일꾼들로 나아질 수 있도록 축복하여 주옵소서. 감사하고 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our Father of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and on GCN TV, in branch churches or local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials from them. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerve tissues and cells, whatever their sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses, and heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. And restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and the evil forces of darkness, and their servants, go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. Let their soul prosper and let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disaster throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things. Let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings from Father God. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.